Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
Tom, what's going on?
A bit of ASMR.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Hey, we've got the wrong stuff on. Hang on a second.
Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
Here we go. Welcome to the Leftover Ham Quiz, starring Leah. Yay! Camera number two, that's Tom. And Abe. Yay! Yes. We've got the full shot where you can see everybody, including Mick and Ash. Hey. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
G'day.
What I've enjoyed is that we've got all people from radio backgrounds and we're trying to use cameras.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, we really, really are.
Four people with a face for radio.
And we're using so many. We're using so many cameras that Abe and I need to share a mic.
Yeah.
Which one do you actually look at?
You're that one.
You can
that
look
one?
At.
This one.
That one. Wave.
That one. Hello.
Brilliant.
It's looking at us.
Hey, now, guys, very important. We're going to pretend that this has not been recorded at the beginning of December and that we're definitely at that weird week between Christmas and New Year's. You know, like we pretend every year, right?
Yeah.
So how was your time off? Abe and Tom.
Look, I've had a wonderful time off, actually. This is one of the times where I've actually got time off this year.
Oh, really?
Yes, some of my only time off. Can I tell you?
Yes.
People say this is the most wonderful time of the year. And for me, it is, because it's the one time of the year I get to see Tom.
We always make these plans and they never come together, but Christmas?
I know. Christmas, it does. It's one of these things. It's a cavalcade of light. See, the world government, right? QAnon, right? The world government actually won't let us, in fact, be together in the same place.
You want to know why? Because when we get together, I make stuff like, do you know what I've been up to lately?
Tell me.
Since the break? Playing with Starscream. Masterpiece Starscream.
Nice.
Yeah. See, this is what this.
All right.
Happens. We get really far down the nerd hole.
I'm going to have to do this, and I'm going to say, who at that table, put your hand up if you know what they're talking about.
Wait, is Starscream, is it a Transformer?
Yes.
Okay, I knew it. Okay.
Best snivelling underlord ever.
See, I'm more a Skywarp guy. I like Skywarp. He was cool.
Yeah, Starscream's a dick. That's the point.
Oh, God.
He's so blatant with his, like, oh, I'm going to steal your job and then get shot in the back.
And it's the same voice as Skeletor.
Yes, that's why I did it.
He-Man.
See? See?
Hi.
We really shouldn't have asked.
I'm so glad we're not recording this.
Now, Ash.
Hi.
This is your first time at the quiz.
Yes.
But people definitely know your voice because you are our voiceover guy.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh. Don't pretend you don't know.
Okay, hi.
You are third most appearances on our show.
Yeah, absolutely. Guilty, yes. Absolutely. Now, we just before we started to record, we asked you to do the voice and you couldn't remember how to do it.
Well, it normally takes forever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we get there in the end.
So we try and get you to do a bit of Wolf Creek, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to...
Yeah, the old Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
Yay!
Oh, it's beautiful.
Very, very good. Very good. Yeah. That was beautiful.
It's a work of art, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Have you made an NFT? Of it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Let's sell it online.
Yeah, let's do it.
Crypto.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I don't know how to do that.
Nor do I.
Do you know?
Does anyone know?
No.
It's not real.
No, I've got no idea.
I think that means we all pass the not a dickhead test.
Yeah, okay.
We're allowed in that where it is. Social setting.
Yeah. Yep.
But just wait till after this and I want to ask you about your interest in crypto. No, just go. This is what happens when you meet random people online, and they go, "I just want to." And then you think it's like the new Amway.
Is it like Tupperware?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Having crypto parties.
Yeah. We're having a Tupperware party.
Avon calling.
Avon, you got to put the voice on.
Avon,
I can't hear.
Avon calling.
That was terrible. Mixed on his voice, yeah, and he won't be able to speak for the rest of it.
I have some more of that gin.
Yeah.
All right, so we've brought you here to be two teams. Team A, team B, whatever you want to call yourselves.
Go team A.
Okay, yeah. There you go. They've decided.
We're team Z.
which is Zulu.
Zulu, yeah. So we're cool. Just as good on the other end of the scale, you know?
With
it depends on which way you go.
The other end of the scale.
Yeah. Yes.
Can we be team Aardvark so then we start with two A's?
Yes. I love it. See, think of it this way. If we're team A and they're like team Z,
yeah,
that means that like it starts out with us really good and by the time it gets to them, just...
Oh, it's petered out.
I just gave us the kibosh, didn't I? I just destroyed our chance of winning. Can I go home?
No, not yet, not yet.
There's plenty of ham.
There's plenty of ham.
So much ham.
I've got lots of ham inside me.
There's look, actually.
Don't.
Is this your ham?
Is that my ham?
Is that your ham?
Is that a face?
Might be.
Don't question it. Actually, don't. Let's not bring it up. It makes Tom angry. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, we don't want to trigger him. Yeah.
It does look like Vinnie Paul, though. The bearded guy looks like Vinnie Paul.
Who's Vinnie Paul?
Mm. It's a drummer from,
Pantera.
Drummer from Pantera?
Right? Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I didn't. I wouldn't have matched him up with that.
Two arms. You know? Who's the drummer that has the one arm?
The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm. The drummer from Def Leppard's only got. It's a song.
Yeah.
Bloodhound Gang.
This is going so.
How would you go?
Anyway,
he's
anyway.
Really good with his feet.
We've lost the plot already.
That's what she said. Just and a lot of snare.
All right, team.
Just a shit ton of snare. That guy.
Team Aardvark. Team Aardvark. Yes. Team Aardvark, I've got a question for you. You're going to go first.
All right.
This is the quiz.
All right.
I did have audio for this, but I can't be bothered to play it, so I'm just going to quote myself.
All right.
The question is, name the film that this quote is from. There's no crying in baseball. Do you know that one?
It's not Star Wars.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not Star Wars.
There's
that's
no
right.
No crying in baseball.
No crying in baseball.
Is it Tom Hanks?
Yes.
And is it in, it's the baseball movie with Madonna in it.
Yes.
Is that called A League of Their Own?
I think it's called A League of Their Own.
Well done. Very, very well done.
Can I just say, your Tom Hanks impersonation is just spot
on. you channeled America's everything.
You did.
Look, I did watch that movie recently, so I... And I spent a while editing the grab that I can't be bothered to play. But just imagine. Just imagine. It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well done.
My mind die.
Okay. All right, so we'll try and keep count, but, you know, we'll probably forget.
One.
I've got a pen.
One Skittle.
One Skittle.
You guys use M&M's, right. We'll use Skittles.
Okay, that sounds fair.
The Skittles.
What if I eat the Skittles?
All right, Ash and Mick.
Depends where in France you are.
Ash and Mick.
The good spot.
The good spot.
You know the thing that has the big thing?
The Eiffel Tower.
That's the Triumph.
Oh,
one. Big archway.
The big thing.
Nothing goes through the big archway. What do you need a big archway? Like, I don't get it.
Imagine being an electrician that has to change the lights on that thing.
Keep talking about France.
Flames. It's always going underneath. That's a lot of gas.
What?
Oh, I like that. That's a better shot. Do you like that? I've what? Just zoomed in a little
hey,
bit more.
I can't
nice.
See it.
Just be impressed. Just be impressed.
I'm so impressed right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Mick and Ash, you, this camera. My question to you is, in the film The Gremlins, what are the important rules that you have to partake in to look after a Mogwai?
Right. You know this, right? You have not seen The Gremlins?
No.
Okay.
Good luck, Mick.
Well.
Full disclosure, no.
Okay. Well, as told by the ancient man in the market when he talks about the Mogwai, you cannot, well, the big one is you can't feed them after midnight, which is always confusing.
That's one.
Because
that's
when does midnight stop? So if you feed them the next day, is that after midnight or is midnight when the sun comes up and is that no longer
that's
after midnight?
Technicality.
I've always wondered this for 20 odd years. Don't get them wet.
Yes, that's two.
Because
that's
then two. They, I don't know actually what happens when they get wet.
That's
clean.
When they become the gremlins.
Oh, yeah. And then they pop out things out of their back.
And
one more.
Oh, yeah, there's one more.
There is one more, isn't there?
Isn't there?
Is there one more?
Yeah.
Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them wet and don't.
Eat them. It would be a really bad movie by the end of the film. Like you'd
very, very quick.
How do you cook it?
Everything half hour 180.
Rotisserie. Beautiful. Oh. The other one is don't expose it to light, sunlight. Especially sunlight.
Okay, like a vampire.
Yeah, but I don't remember why. I think it just goes.
It's like sizzle, like
sunlight burns.
Yeah.
It's water multiplies, and feeding it after midnight is chaos.
That's when they turn into the baddies, right?
Correct. Yep. The gremlins. That's right.
Were they really baddies, though? Or was that actually their true state? So that was probably their true state. The little, like the fluffy thing wasn't their true state. Oh. And we, in a consumerist society, demand that they're fluffy and cute.
Well, certainly cute. Ego versus id.
Right, dichotomy. See? Exactly. Yep.
So maybe they're more like larvae.
Or lava lamps.
They're like lava lamps.
That's why you can't feed them after midnight because it wakes people up.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Team Aardvark, are you ready for your next question?
Sure, why not?
How many Bond films has Daniel Craig been in?
Too many.
I mean, it's correct.
Did you see that Spectre one?
No.
It's one of the worst films I've ever seen.
I think I saw the first one. Yeah, I did see the first one, and I was like, this is a bit mopey. Mm. And then I watched the second one, and it was a lot mopey, and I didn't watch any of the others, and I'm not mopey.
You know, when I say it's one of the worst movies ever made, I'm comparing it to Mission Impossible 2, so it's a high benchmark.
Doug Ray Scott tried his hardest.
It's still a bad film. So anyway, back to this guy.
Let me just point out, you haven't said a number yet.
Yeah, no, okay. So let's try and throw some darts at the wall. There was one, there was two, there was a third.
Well, there was a third one. You know you didn't see the third one, right?
Yes. I believe there's a further two. I think this one that's come out recently with Rami Malek brings it home for the high five.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm going to predict.
Yep, you got it right. Five.
Nicely done.
Yep. Well done.
Absolutely.
Plus, you're not sitting here to high five.
Well, okay. I thought we were trying to be COVID conscious.
Ah, oh, don't worry about it.
I licked it before.
All right, then let's have a big see, high
oh,
five.
That was a good one.
10.
Wow, 10. Okay. Yeah, that's like 20.
I know.
It's 20. Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, No Time to Die.
No time for that series is what I've got.
Ooh.
Gosh.
Not even Sean Connery?
Give you Pierce Brosnan back. I love that. Oh,
he was good.
He was good.
Have you seen the documentary about the Australian Bond?
George Lazenby.
It's
a great documentary. It's really, really cool because he's really like a laid-back, laconic dude. And he was just an underwear model who became James Bond. It's such a great documentary.
Really? I didn't know that.
Amazon Prime, I think.
Okay. Have a look for it.
See, I have no life. I'm just living.
Well, it was that you were an underwear model.
I am an underwear model.
Around my home, yes.
I just shuddered.
Steady on.
Mick and Ash, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Name the three actors who have played Spider-Man in films.
Oh. Alrighty.
Okay.
How are you going, Ash? You going this one?
new partner, please.
Hey, can we get him a new partner?
Can you help?
No.
No, come on.
Come on, Ash.
Is a Garfield in there?
A Garfield?
Yes.
Yeah, Garfield. And
Andrew Garfield, I think is his name.
Yep. Definitely Andrew Garfield.
Yes, well done. Well done.
Definitely. I hate Spider-Man.
There's a Maguire, I believe.
Ooh.
You're going well, Mick.
Maguire. Now, what's his first name?
Bully.
Something Maguire. Tom? Tom.
No. Close.
Close, very close.
Tim.
Two letters at the start of Tom are right.
Oh, really? Good to know. Toby.
Yeah, there we go.
Toby Maguire.
Toby Maguire. Someone... And Garfield. Who did you say Garfield?
I said Garfield, Andrew Garfield.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, you said Andrew.
I'm just checking. And then the Toby was number two.
You're looking for one more.
Third one.
It's the new one, right?
It is the newest, the latest.
The current one, which is
Robert Downey Moore Jr.
I come up with the first two.
Mick, can I just say you actually said his first name whilst trying to guess.
Tom. Mm. It's Tom.
And a country.
And a country. Austria.
Austria. 100%.
A few hours drive.
Yep.
What? That's a country name. Really? Is this a country?
They like clogs.
Oh, really? Tom Holland. There you go.
Well done.
Hey, well, nice. Tom Holland.
And windmills.
chocolate.
Tom Windmill. That's it. Yeah.
It's true.
Who's the best Spider-Man? I don't know. Is there like a consensus? We've talked about Bond. Like, who's the best Bond?
I reckon Tom Holland's pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think Tom Holland is the best of both. Tobey Maguire, best Peter Parker. Mm. Andrew Garfield, best Spider-Man.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Tom Holland, combo. Perfect spot in the between.
Good to know. I like that. Right. That's really good.
That's my take.
It's a good take, though. Do you guys want a question?
I'm burning up for a question.
What is this year's highest grossing film in the Australian box office?
I know what you're about to say.
What did you think I was going to say?
I'm not going to say in case it's a question later on.
Well, I think it's going to be between your Fast and your Furious 9.
Yes.
Your No Time to Die, or whatever the Bond one was.
Mm.
Maybe Black Widow.
Okay.
But I think Black Widow, we were shut down, weren't we? We were
locked
down. Out of question.
You said cinema, so this is cinema only, right? So box office cinema only.
So you've got to put in, I've just dropped my phone, you've got to put into...
we've got to include like Sonic, that stuff that came out.
That was 2020.
That was last year, wasn't it? Dr. Dolittle.
So, geez, that's a dreadful film, by the way. Oh, God. Anyway, so, okay, let's think about lockdown, right? Yeah. So we had 6 months without lockdown. Then we had 3 months with lockdown.
Yeah.
And now we've got now.
Yeah, and since it's come back, we've had, like, Venom 2.
Yes.
And,
but Black Widow was right in the middle of all the lockdown, right?
Black Widow came out on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney but are we Plus counting premiered. Disney Plus?
No.
No. I'm also Shang-Chi saying...
didn't hit New South Wales.
You haven't said the movie yet.
We haven't said... Oh.
It was very early in the year.
Oh, dude. What came out? I haven't been to the movies for years. What can I think of? Debbie Does Dallas? No, wrong film.
What? It was wrong. Definitely that one.
Yeah.
It's good for me.
Early you on. See, no one can remember this year because it was just like...
It was a nothing year.
The last 2 years.
I'll give you a clue. It was a clash of two very big famous characters.
Kramer versus Kramer.
when did Hobbs and Shaw come out?
That was a while ago.
Ah,
right.
Tom, if I could
Godzilla
give...
versus Kong.
You got it.
Wow. Oh, is that really the number one?
Isn't that crazy?
What?
It was pretty good for a dumb film. Like, it was,
yeah. I want to do is ask who won, but I don't. That will be spoilers, sure.
No matter who wins, we lose. That's a tagline.
Is that it? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Who do you think won? Let's put it out there.
Godzilla should win. Like, just because it's
so there's
better.
Kind of three fights between them. Godzilla smashes him in one of them. Oh. Kong kind of wins. But then at the end, there's Mechgodzilla.
Oh.
Because you can't have two titans
Gee,
of franchises
we
that will continue.
We should have put a spoiler warning here.
Yeah, yeah, but they can't. One of them can't lose. So Godzilla's a bad guy for a lot of it because he's under like fucked up mind control thing.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yeah, they use King Ghidorah's head from the last film. They insert a cyborg, make Mechgodzilla, and it makes him really horny.
Wow.
Wants to fuck and there's nothing to fuck.
Is there a bit of sexual tension between them too?
Oh, yeah. You keep waiting for Mothra to show up because he and Mothra have had this weird shit before. Like they've made moth baby things.
I wish I hadn't asked Leah.
Well, that was what you did. Would you like me to get out of it and ask you a question? Ash, this is a good guessing question, okay?
Oh,
is
good.
It multiple choice?
It's better than that.
Yeah.
It's guess how many seasons of MacGyver there were, the original.
Oh.
Just have a guess. Hang on, Abe. You know how many?
No, I don't. Okay. But I really like that the fact you said the original series of MacGyver, not the new series of MacGyver.
Because there's been five of those.
Oh, God.
All right.
Really?
You did say the original, right?
The original.
Five.
Mullet.
Stars Havoc from
Ooh.
The X-Men.
He's gone for it.
Okay.
He's gone for it? Five.
Yeah, I'm going five.
Five plus two is...
seven.
Yay!
That's what I said.
Well done. Well done. You did it. Absolutely sensational work there. Ash.
Somewhere.
No.
I'll find it later.
Yeah. All right. That's a real shame. Okay. I need you blokes on the Aardvark team to cast your mind back to, well, sort of, in Sesame Street.
Mm.
What was the name, or what is the name, of Oscar the Grouch's pet worm? Do you remember?
Slimy.
Yay! Nice work. Very fast.
I have such a good memory.
I have the top.
See, it's true. It's a good point.
Got the DVD box.
If there's any question to do with bat, cats, then I just
But you can always see this, you can always see the little stick which pushes it up and down.
Well, I tell you what, actually,
There's
only one person in this room who isn't obsessed with cats. Guess which one?
The one who looked like a cat.
I'm really allergic.
Oh.
So am I. And I have a cat and I'm allergic.
There's antihistamines, you know.
Mm. You know that you're actually allergic to the cat's saliva, not the fur.
That's true.
Do you know it's possible to be allergic to both?
Yes.
I am with cats and dogs.
Because it's like the dander, isn't it? It's the soft fur underneath, not the surface.
Talking about this shit's making my eyes itchy. Let's move on.
So you don't have any pets?
No.
Not even a fish?
We've got a fish out.
You're allergic to the fish?
Nah. Allergic to salt water. I'm not going to lay it all out here for everyone. They don't need to know all
it's
my
a
allergies.
Long list. It's right. A lot. Right.
It's a lot. I have a lot of allergies. I have bubble baby. It's good.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, it's for cat.
I don't want to see your medicine cabinet. It's just
why do you think I know all this useless rubbish? It's trapped inside.
Oh, no.
Poor Bubba.
Oh, dear. Ash and Mick.
Hello.
Who is the host of Australia's Bachelor?
Oof.
Oh, God. I mean, I know this, but I just don't want to know it.
Just say it.
Do you know?
No.
I'm giving Ash a chance here.
No, yeah, I thought he might know that one.
Here's a clue.
He used to be called Andrew.
His first name.
Yeah, he did.
It's true. He's spot on.
His first name is quite similar to yours.
Oh, yeah.
Ashton.
Almost, but not a common name.
No, it's not.
Not a common name. Ah.
Perfect. Just A. Is anyone out there actually just called R?
But you know what, Mick? I will also accept he's a...
Well, his original name was Andrew G, but he's now known as Osher Gunsberg. Right. You don't know
his
this.
His original name was Osher Gunsberg.
Well, no, it wasn't. He just picked that name. It's not his original name.
But why? No, Andrew G was the name he picked.
No, he picked Osher.
I'm pretty sure Andrew G.
It's the other way. Andrew is his actual real birth name. Osher is the name that he picked up after he went quite spiritual.
But his name, his last name's definitely always been Gunsberg.
He has, yes, Gunsberg. But Osher is like a made-up name.
It's a good name.
Is it?
Woolies.
No.
Woolies. Woolies Gunsberg.
Osher's.
You don't even know where opportunity knocks.
Sure, yeah, of course. Don't burn down your bridges.
Don't knock
the first
on
day
the
I was on Channel
before,
V.
Right.
I went to Home Bake later in the day, and Andrew G took the time to come and find me in the VIP area and say, "You look great on screen this morning." Well,
that's
done,
really
man.
Nice.
So,
good on you.
Osher gets a tick from me.
Okay,
and
maybe you'll get on The Bachelor one day.
Wouldn't that be a fucking treat? For everyone? Tom's okay. Back in the hot tubs with the ladies.
Okay. We need to get out of this one quickly. Back to familiar territory. What chapter number of The Mandalorian did Ahsoka appear in?
Well, season two.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was episode.
You mean chapter?
Was it? Can you say season two, chapter six, which would be chapter 15?
You're close.
Was it eight in the first season?
You're close, but it's not one of those two.
Hmm. Look at them. Look at their little cogs turning.
Hmm. So Mick and Ash, this is why I put this question in, so we could see this.
All right, there were 10 episodes in the first season. 8 in the second, is that right, or 9?
I can't remember.
Smoke coming out of the ears. It's turning.
It's not the very last episode.
It needs some oil.
No, it's not.
No.
Oil.
And it's the Michael Biehn episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was either 5 or 3. I think it might be 5.
I think it might be 5-2. But I've got to add on from the first season.
You've got to add on.
Were there 9 episodes first season?
Look, you said 14 or 15 and you were close before.
13.
13.
All right.
Well done. Very well.
Chapter 13, Leah.
It's great. You got it right.
Got it in 20.
Got it right.
Super memorable episode names.
But the thing is, right, I was kind of expecting Abe to just go, oh, that was number 13.
Oh.
I was expecting that.
Well, I mean, I tried.
I think you've let her down.
And failed.
Hey, at least only Michael Biehn was in it and I knew it was somewhere near 5.
Yeah,
like the Mandalorian.
That's really good, bad.
You got to eat one of those Skittles now.
Not right, kind of.
No. Yeah, okay. Ash and Mick.
Yeah, we didn't get that right. We don't need that point. We didn't get that right. Come on. I like the rest of yellow. You put a purple out like that.
Sorry, Ash. I keep trying to say Ash and Mick. Ash and Mick.
What about Mick and Ash?
Mick and Ash.
Yeah.
Hey, it does. Mick and Ash, what year was Aladdin released, the original? What year?
Well, if you're talking about the original movie.
Original movie.
That wasn't a cartoon. No, just kidding.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Because you had Robin Williams. The Robin Williams one.
That's the one I'm talking about.
We're talking about the very famous Disney movie where Robin Williams.
Yeah. Get your friends. Alleged. Do this. Can't sing anymore.
It's amazing.
That was a cracker movie.
It's an awesome movie.
Absolute cracker.
It's a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely 90s.
And we're talking.
The earlier part of the 90s?
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon we're talking like 92 or 3, around that sort of region. But my sister, I know my sister was born in 85 and she was 5 or 6 years old. So she might have only been 5 or 6 when it came out. So maybe it was, yeah, maybe.
Can I throw some assistance your way?
Yeah.
Have a think, what were the other Disney films that came around that period? See if you could put it in.
Lion King was around there. Well, that was before, I think.
That was 92-ish. Was it?
Okay.
Was that Lion King around 92?
There's a lot of them around there. Bug's Life.
I'd say 92 or 93. Beauty I'm going Beast. With you on that one as well.
92. For you pick Ash. Ash's going
to
pick.
We have to pick one.
Pick Ash.
Okay.
Does M&M's have like a one side has an M and the other one doesn't? Yep, one has an M.
Okay.
So 92 is the M.
Okay.
93 is the non-M. 92.
Yeah, you got it right.
Oh! M&M's never lie.
The M has spoken.
Does that mean we keep that as a score?
Well, yeah. We haven't been scoring because I've been eating them.
Well done. Story absolutely well done. What streaming platform, this is for Abe and Tom, what streaming platform can you find the film Red Notice?
Netflix.
That is, yes, Netflix.
It's the highest grossing Netflix movie of all time.
According to Dwayne, I'm invested in this Johnson.
Can I say, he's starting to piss me off. I'm not going to say it to his face.
Is it too much Terramina or whatever his drink is called?
Have you noticed that every movie that Ryan Reynolds has been in recently, he's got his gin in it?
Yeah, because he owned a gin company and then he sold it for a lot of money. He now owns a sporting team, like a soccer team.
Does he?
In Wales.
Wow.
With the Wales team. Can't play soccer?
No, it's a team that's like in the fifth league.
They play games in Wales, inside Wales.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Well, Jonah. It's the Jonah team. Seems like a chain.
And he owns it with the main guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm. Wow, okay.
That's
Raven's Quest.
I think that's really a step down from a gin company.
He sold it for a lot of money.
A Welsh football team?
He owns a whole bunch of stuff. He's got an advertising company, a telecom company, gives away free coverage all the time.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah. I prefer a gin company.
It's a pretty good aviation gin, I think it was called. And yes, he worked his way into everything.
It's in Red Notice. It's in whatever that stupid movie. What was the one that was before Red Notice that he was on Netflix? Free Guy.
Free Guy is awesome.
I like that's not on Netflix.
Really? Yeah, that was great.
That's Disney.
I only liked Free Guy towards the end.
Because
they meshed everything together. Otherwise, it was a little annoying.
The trailers only show you like the first third of that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
It's great.
Yeah, I sucked my wife into watching it just by saying
it
was like.
Enjoy it?
Well, she didn't like the first half, and then she sort of got hooked in the end. But she's like, "Why am I watching a video game movie?" After a while, she's like, "You play enough video games. I don't need you watching."
Now, Mick,
with a lot of heart,
Mick,
yes,
Mick, we've heard Julia, and I don't think that's an accurate representation of her voice.
Well, you haven't heard her at home, have you? No, she would be upset at that representation. But I do.
So she won't be listening to this.
That's why she's not here today.
Oh, brilliant! Whose turn is it?
The no longer free guy.
The Zed people. Mick and Ash.
Or just call us Mash.
Mash. Mash. How does the movie Grease end?
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, how does it end?
Tell me the ending. Tell me the very, very last.
No, come on. It's very well known because it's so incongruous of the rest of the movie, and there's been a lot of speculation as to what it actually means.
I don't know what it means.
So you know, you're not right. You go. You're like,
yeah. You have John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
Yeah. What are they doing?
And you presume they get together at the end, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens when they get together at the end? They've had the big fair. There, she's.
They
in
have
the,
a sing and dance.
Yes, they do.
They have a good
and
song.
And right at the end, they're waving goodbye to everyone as they're ascending into the sky in a car. Yes.
And no one knows why.
This is true.
No. It's been so long since I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
But like. absolute classic movie.
Yeah.
And it's something, at least I can name the characters in it.
You've done well.
Hey, you've also got high five, Aladdin, right? You got Aladdin, right?
Yeah, I did get Aladdin, right.
Yeah.
So no one's ever explained why the hell this car all of a sudden takes off and goes into the sky. And people have said, like, it's all like a dream, or maybe they were dead the whole way through or something.
Sandy actually drowned in the water.
Yes. Yeah, there's all these theories, but it's pretty weird.
How do we actually find out? No one will say.
We can't. We can't find out. No one's told us.
Someone just call it.
Who are we going to call? The movie?
But no. Let's just call it. This is the official.
Oh. Hello, Grease, the movie?
Call John Travolta.
Yeah.
He'll fly over and let
us
know.
He's on the plane now.
Yeah.
He's on his Qantas. Yeah.
This is a picture clue for you guys.
Oh, it's a picture clue.
It's fine. You'll be fine. So you know the wonderful person called David Attenborough?
Mm. Yes, I am aware.
Yes.
He has a great brother.
Yeah, he does.
This Eminem here has been... Sorry.
It's in the wild.
I need you to spell his last name.
A-T-T-E-N.
Yes.
B-U-R-O-U-G-H. Is that... Or what do you want to think? B O.
It might be a B O.
You reckon a B O R O U G H or B O R O U G H?
B U R looks a bit weird, but maybe it is B U R. Attenborough. No, maybe you.
But his borough is B O R O U G H.
Yes,
that's how you spell street borough. So is it just Attenborough? Attenborough.
Isn't this an annoying question?
Sure is.
Maybe it is the you.
Spared no expense.
Wait.
I'm talking about bloody Richard Attenborough, aren't I? They're brothers.
They're brothers.
Okay, so out. All right.
And if you look really closely.
Atten brother.
So hang on a second. I've forgotten what letters you said.
Well, he said U, and I thought it was O, but I think, you know what, I reckon you've watched more David Attenborough than I have, and you've definitely watched Jurassic Park more than I have. So
I'm in a lot of Jurassic Park Raptor posting groups on Facebook.
Well, see,
a lot of strange.
I tell you what,
Mr. Dean, there's a whole thing that happens that any picture you post up of Sir Richard Attenborough, someone will comment, "Hello, John," and then everyone else has to comment, "Hello, John," from that scene when the DNA strands explaining things how cloning works.
Yeah,
and there's one who goes, "Hello, John." And another one steps out from home. "Hello, John." And they keep going out.
Wow. Really?
So let's just, that's my answer. "Hello, John."
No. Look, we've got five.
He's got Skittles.
There's right. five yellow then Skittles.
You go.
You've seen it.
So A-T-T-E-N, B, then what?
Well, you've seen it more. I'm going to go with you. I trust
you. O-R-O-U-G-H.
You got it.
I got it right. Well done. First time.
Nice, well done.
Well done. Very, very well done.
That was good. That was
good.
Good deduction.
Oh, hang on a second. Can you do that again, Abe? Oh, well, just look impressed at your Skittles. Okay, great. Thank you. That's perfect. All right, you two, MASH.
Mm.
Who played Freddie Mercury in the film Bohemian Rhapsody?
Ooh. We've already said his name today.
You have.
But you know you should have played it, don't you?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
I would watch that. That would be interesting.
The original person that was going to play it was Sacha Baron Cohen, and it would have been amazing. Not to say that Rami didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
I've given you a hit there.
Yeah, it's Rami. Yeah, Rami.
Yeah,
Rami.
Yeah.
Rami. Doesn't need that second name. We
don't, did you actually say you want a second name?
Who else? What other Egyptian actor is named Rami?
Probably all of them.
Can we get Nabil in on this?
No, we're not. I don't know. We'll have Nabil on other things. He's very famous now. We can't interrupt him.
Sure. Ash got it. Rami Malek.
Yeah, I heard him say it. Well done. Yeah,
well done.
Nice work, good Ash. That was very
good. Yeah, it was good, except for the
I only watched it the other day too.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
It was okay. It could have been better. Sacha Baron Cohen would have done a way better job.
You reckon?
Mm. Yeah. He would have just made it real Freddy. Not like fake Freddy. This is the queen washed Freddy that they put on there, not the real, you know, balls and all
Freddy
that Sasha was going to do.
Right.
Yeah, trust me.
Sasha has been known to go just that little.
Too far?
Yeah.
Mm.
Never.
What are you talking about? That fine Shakespearean actor?
I would have liked to see Sacha Baron Cohen snort coke off a midget's head during a gig, because that happened, didn't it? That was a thing that Freddie Mercury did.
Yeah, he did all sorts of crazy shit.
I like that kids on the street now say that they're going to Freddie Merc him.
Oh, that's very good. I've literally never heard that, but is that really
it's
a thing?
It's in a Bless and Esso song.
Oh, then that must be true.
Freddie Mercum, Freddie Mercum. To all my legends, let's fucking sing.
Hey,
it.
Hey.
How goes?
Don't sing too much of it.
That's why I did it monotone.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't appropriate anyone's culture.
Oi, albatrosses or whatever you are. Who wrote the Dune books?
Frank Herbert.
Go and get your Skittle. Get your Skittle.
It's a book.
So. I'm going to go in there and eat all the yellow ones so they can't score
Thank
anymore.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
Can
much.
I tell you, the book is crap. So here's the thing, right?
How's the movie?
Oh, dude, I haven't seen it yet. So psyched.
Yes.
Very excited. Very. But so here's the thing, right? The book, you can edit this out. The book.
But we won't.
The book is see, here's the thing, right? Like, it's so old school. Like, I don't understand. We've got this shitty little kid, and like, you know, his mum's amazing and awesome. And then when he becomes like the boss, she's like, "Oh yes, son, I'm meek to you." It's just crappy. I thought the portrayal of women was really bad. I thought it was slow, and there was nowhere near enough stormtroopers for me.
I'm gonna ask, how far through the book series did you get?
I read the first book.
All right. I don't want to spoil things, but you're not on the right path.
Do I need to keep going? There's like 15 books.
I wouldn't. I've read enough, and then I cliff notes it on Wikipedia. I don't care. But
good idea.
He's not a good kid.
No, see, I didn't think he was either. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And there's no way of knowing what happens.
There really isn't. Until the next film is made, there's no way of reading ahead.
No, and I never would. Look, I'm not going to do the George R.R. Martin Game of Thrones thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
I bloody hope so. He owes me a fucking book.
Jeez. Oh,
probably
going
to be more than a book.
No, dude, it's one book.
A nice book.
He's working on a role-playing game
at the moment. Do you really think he's going to finish it in one book? Or he's going to finish that and go, but wait.
There's more.
Wait, there's more.
Are we going to get some Ginshu steak knives?
No, there's going to be a fucking werewolf. Or something.
Look, there's going to be a twist, right? There has to be, because he said that it's not going to be like the ending of the show.
The twist is maybe people will enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good.
And it won't be as dark.
You can see it. The book's
maybe.
So dark.
Maybe.
I mean, no.
Oh, you mean the filming?
The lighting.
Oh.
Remember that episode? Where
yeah.
You,
I watched, I
no, I don't
because
I couldn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. No one saw it. It's all right.
Did you stop watching when Ed Sheeran was on? Ed Sheeran was on.
Is he in the book?
He is in the book. He dies horribly from what I understand. Oh.
Brilliant. Enough about
I think
that.
He deserved it.
I'm going to ask somebody a question. I'm going to ask them a question. I'm going to ask Mash a question. What film is the, quote, nobody puts baby in the corner from?
I feel like she's targeting me with these old questions from old movies.
Oh, hang on. We may get an Ash answer.
Whoa.
Is it the movie that has that Richard Gere bloke in it?
Richard Gere?
Hey, I said it with confidence.
You did.
Yeah.
You were confidently wrong.
There we go.
What, you rest your case?
Yep.
Okay, great. Mick, would you like to elaborate on that?
How about I give you the correct answer? Dirty Dancing.
Correct.
Is the name of the movie.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
The version I saw had
so
Richard Gere.
Someone who sort of looks like Richard Gere, but not.
No.
Oh, too good. All right, I'm going to ask another question. In Top Gun, which of the actors said, "I feel the need for speed"? Which one said that?
Is this a trick question?
No.
What's the?
I think it's Val. Is it Val?
It's not. No.
No, I watched that movie on a bus once.
On a bus? Like on the way to Canberra or something.
Yeah, school bus.
Well, I mean, it'd be Tom
I think
Cruise.
We're going to parks.
Yeah. It's Tom Cruise.
By
well
the
done,
way,
mate. Well
I
done.
Have a friend.
I was in a school band.
Yeah, right.
I'll wait for these two to read.
Stay there.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We've met before. I don't know if you remember me. I remember you. It meant a lot more to me than it did to you, but that's okay. Let's move on.
Maverick.
Top Gun.
What's the volleyball scene? I quite like that scene.
Well, you would, babe.
I do. I'm like a well-oiled person.
They were pretty hot. Like, did you see Val in that scene? Like, he's just like...
Yeah, I know. Whoa. And Val now looks like he ate that guy.
Hey, oh, that's not funny.
That's worse.
Well done. Well done, everyone.
I like that his name now is Val. We can cut this.
There's no edits.
Hey, guess what, everyone? It's time for a MASH question.
Oh,
great. Wait, I forgot to do a Skittle.
Oh, no, hang on. Go. Perfect. Now, this MASH question is, in Captain Planet, what were the powers that the kids had? Do you guys remember that?
Oh, it's in, there was five of them, right?
Yeah. This could be up to you. I'm too old for Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, I'm
he's our hero.
He's gonna get pollution
take
down.
Pollution down to zero. Right.
Is that the one that has earth, fire, wind, water, and heart?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
heart.
Well done.
The important ingredient, heart.
And I love the way that the kid said heart. He'd
go bonus
heart.
Points heart. Awarded yeah. by me for right. a mustache. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, can you give us a Skittle?
For two bonus points. The kid that had the power of heart.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm going to eat them.
I'll give you a clue, mate.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Do you know, mate?
No.
His name was Marty. And I thought, mate.
Oh, that's very clever.
Oh, mate.
Mate. I was trying to get it out there.
See, because...
Sorry.
The earth, fire, wind, water, heart, all that stuff. Mm. I remember that was when I was at Little Tacker and Richard Moorcroft was still reading the news on ABC of an afternoon when I got back from
the who best was the, who was the weatherman around then?
Don't know. But I did see Richard Moorcroft on an ad the other day.
I could see his face.
Yeah. And I was...
Taken back?
When I say... I was very taken back. Product? When I say the other day, it could be between yesterday and 6 years, no, by the way.
I've sensed a vacancy.
Yes. It exists between here and here.
Now, of course, we all know that they went on to make a prequel
To Richard Moorcroft.
Of course, was the original letters.
Was it Richard Lescroft?
He was the original letters and numbers host in Australia. Was he? Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah.
And I think he also hosted, I don't know if he was behind the news guy.
Behind the news. BTN.
Oh, I think he might have been.
I think he was. Yeah. He did that.
I think he was.
And of course, the prequel to Captain Planet is Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, gosh.
If I said that with confidence, would you believe me?
No. Not at all.
I love you.
My middle name is Cora.
It's Earth, Wind and Fire and stuff. It's a far superior show. I hated Captain Planet.
It's pretty
awesome. Dude, it's like a 90s cartoon. They
have the same animators as the dinosaurs.
Press another button.
Dude, I love dinosaurs.
Check this
button. It's a great show.
What about Dino Riders?
Oh, even better.
Down to Dino Riders?
Love Dino Riders.
Down a weird path.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the wrong question.
And Nash is not.
What else come out of the 90s? Come on.
Good Biker things. Mice from Mars?
You had a bloody Tamagotchi or something like that.
Animaniacs? Digimon?
TMNT.
What about Tarzos? Were you known to throw a pog or two?
Tazos. Were they Tarzos or Tazos?
I said Tarzos.
Tarzos.
We had a huge construction because my parents had a toy shop. We had all the Tazos all connected up together. It was massive.
Your parents had a toy shop?
Yes. Yeah, you just what? Got a
frack?
Yeah, yeah. Toy and Hobby Junction in Canberra.
Wow.
Kippax Fair, to be exact.
And
my parents owned a toy shop. Yeah, I can say that. And all the kids would be my friend. Just
was your dad's name Peter?
Pete?
Wasn't
no.
there a Pete's toy?
That was
his uncle.
Pete.
Oh, Uncle Pete.
You got the culture reference wrong.
So back in the day, you were literally a kid in like a toy.
Yes, and we did have lollies as well. Like
did you have
a lolly
train
counter
that went around?
Yes. We had a front like window section. We had a train going around. Yes. I would go down.
Stop
it. It was very lucky little boy.
What year was that?
1989 to about 1995.
See, that was the bad era of, like, action figures.
But
Batman,
it was a good era of Mighty Max.
Yeah, look, you did. But remember, this was kind of the tail end of He-Man and G.I. Joe. It was kind of the tail end of all those.
There was the Batman figurines that just sold like crazy.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
They were, we could not get enough stock because they would just sell like nonstop. And TMNT as well when they came
yes.
in.
Yes. Cowabunga, dude.
So would you sell out of all the turtles and be stuck with a surplus of, let's say, a Mondo Gecko or a Leatherhead?
Possibly. I cannot remember.
Probably a whole lot.
Look out. We've got an overstock of Mutagen Man.
You aren't going cheap.
Half price.
Hey.
Hello. Yes.
You know Brendan Fraser?
Not personally.
All right. But could you name three of his movies?
Is it us? Is it us?
I think it's you guys. Yeah.
Name me three Brendan Fraser films.
Three Brendan Fraser films.
Encino Man.
I'm going to throw out Monkey Bone.
The Mummy.
All right. For extra points.
Gods and Monsters.
Ash, can you name one Brendan Fraser film?
This is so easy.
For 20 points.
Yes. Yes, I can.
Will you?
No.
Okay, just checking. Yeah, nice one. I also put down Bedazzled. Do you remember Bedazzled with Liz great Hurley? Fun.
That was terrible.
No, it was great fun.
What about George of the Jungle?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. What about one of the Mummy sequels?
Well, I was going to say Mummy Returns. Hmm. You could have just said that.
He was in Airheads. You guys all work in radio. How do you not say Airheads?
Now, here's the thing. When I used to teach radio back in the day.
You made you watch Airheads, but one time you swapped the tape and you watch Coneheads? Wild and crazy guy.
And I'd put it on and we'd watch the film and I'd go, what is the mistake they made? Because this is after a year of learning radio.
Ooh, I said,
what is the mistake they made in the film? And the mistake they made in the film was when they were locked in the radio station and they turned the music all up. Like they played the music and brought all the faders all the way up at the same time. And I'm like, that's not how you do levels.
Right.
I took my teaching quite seriously.
Yeah, but also, if you put all the faders up, then you would have also had like some satellite.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The traffic coming from the Australian traffic network.
Are you saying a movie was unrealistic, Abe?
Yes.
Unrealistic.
Look.
No way.
After a life of Star Wars, I expect everything to be realistic.
And Abe, you said you taught radio, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You're not lying there? Because you went. You hit the
desk. Yeah, that's true.
Can I just defend myself? I'm going to defend myself for a minute. This isn't radio.
Ooh. It's whatever. You still hit the desk.
Hello.
Come in.
Avon
calling.
Avon. Well done. That's a throwback.
Back again.
That's very good. Repetition is funny.
Ash, do your creepy voice.
That's just my normal voice.
No, do the one where you go, so something like, hi, I'm the voiceover guy and I've got no power. That one.
What? Is in that one?
Do that one.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy and I've got no pants on and you're with the watchers.
You know, I was asked to stop playing, putting that one in the podcast.
Oh, really?
People did request.
Was it too sexy?
Yeah, people were like, we're over that. The joke's not funny anymore. I'm like, but it makes me laugh.
That was absolutely hilarious. It was Melanie. That's it.
Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just... Yep. Reformatted it. You blokes over the MASH people, last question.
I thought we just answered.
No.
That was just worth 50 points.
No. What colour jacket does Kenny in South Park wear? Just one of colour, Ash. That's all
orange.
We need.
Hang on.
Oh, my God. Nick, kill Kenny.
I was going to say it was straight up orange.
Exactly right. Boom.
Yeah. He got it right.
He got it right.
Then someone looked at me. And of course, I doubted myself. Never doubt yourself.
No one look at Ash.
Lesson is there, no one look at Ash, and you'll never doubt himself ever again.
No.
Look, that was brilliant. Abe, would you be able to just count those Skittles out for us?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, if one more question, I could have done the Sesame Street thing.
Now,
9, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You know who sang that?
10, 11, 12.
No, who? Who sang it?
Diana Ross.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
She did that. That little thing.
No.
Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh, yeah,
a lot of people wrote some cool stuff. Dave Grohl pops up a fair bit on Sesame Street at the moment.
Do you know who the first guest on Sesame Street, celebrity guest?
Ever.
Kamal.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes. It was Kamal.
Well, he's a special guest on everything.
Kamal.
Yeah. No, it's him.
Walks in there.
Can you get him in?
Next time, get Kamal in. Believe me, he lives at Kalara. Just give him a call.
Yeah.
Taramara, actually.
Anyway. I saw him at the Belrose Supercentre the other day. He was having a coffee by himself and he was having a conversation on his phone on loudspeaker. And that's why I looked, because I was like, why is everybody so unkind?
Yes. You should have got him a muffin.
Why? He may have already had one.
What? No, you just need to get him a muffin.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Everyone loves a muffin.
But
a
what kind of muffin? A blueberry?
Blueberry, yeah.
Who was the first guest on Sesame Street?
Oh, it was a guy who did the voice of Darth Vader.
Oh.
Cool.
James Earl Jones.
Straight off the top of my head for some reason. Yes, he was the first. And he counted like from 1 to 20. Yeah. In his Shakespearean voice.
He's got a great voice.
He does. Your
father.
He's also the, wasn't he Simba?
Yes.
Not Simba, the father.
Mufasa.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes, you know stuff.
Yeah, I know stuff.
Look, I have
you want
to
us to
say,
count Al?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, count. That's right. I forgot that you hadn't.
57.
Wow, well done. That's great. Congratulations.
Obviously right.
All right, I'm going to do this. On that note, everybody gets to say a goodbye. Ready? On that note, Ash.
Bye.
Mick.
Farewell.
Tom.
Yeah!
And Abe.
Goodbye. Thank you for having me. Happy Christmas.
What he said.